You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. The $1.9 billion deal that put San Luis Obispo's MindBody in the hands of a San Francisco company has been finalized. The health and wellness company has filed its final documents with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and is now under the ownership of Vista Equity Partners. Joining me now is the man that's had to stay tight-lipped on the deal until it went through. MindBody CEO, Rick Stolmeyer. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Tyler.
Okay, Rick, welcome back. You've been on before. Fantastic interview on the KCBX website.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Tell me about this deal. How did it happen?
Well, first of all, super excited about this being done. This is a great, momentous occasion for MindBody, for our team members, for our customers. For me as the co-founder and 19-year CEO of the company, I couldn't be more pumped about where we're going to go from here. And so how this happened is that, you know, as a public company, our stock has been very volatile. It's gone way up and way down. And, you know, you don't worry too much about that. You can't as a public company. But we were definitely getting some serious choppy waters in the back half of 18. And so as we started to get some of those choppy waters, we had multiple people reach out to us to say, hey, look, we could take you out of those choppy waters and put you into a safer harbor where you could strengthen this company and achieve more. That's basically their pitch. And so the kinds of people that would buy a mid-cap public company are either what's called financial acquirers, they're private equity firms, literally pools of money that go out and invest in businesses and then help improve those businesses and then eventually sell them, or it could be a large strategic acquirer, which might be some large household name brand. And our board of directors looked at this and said, you know what, we should at least hear what they have to say. And so throughout November and December, we met with dozens of different potential acquirers. And all has to be done in complete secrecy. In fact, almost no one at MindBody knew. And because you don't want to freak people out because, you know, people are going to go to a place of fear, like this means something terrible is about to happen. It doesn't. You don't pay $1.9 billion for a company to tear it apart. That doesn't make any sense. While there have been private equity firms in the past that would buy companies for the purpose of sort of splitting them apart, you know, and that is not what most of them do today. And that's certainly not what Vista Equity Partners does. Vista Equity Partners has an unparalleled track record of buying very good to great companies and making them even greater and making them grow faster and achieve more. And that's what's going to happen with MindBody. I just spent all day with our executive team spent the entire day with our counterparts at Vista on our campus and started talking about what our plans are. And I'm pumped. In fact, I'm kind of like thrilled, happy, and a little exhausted because it was a huge conversation. And so opens up a new chapter and it's really good.
Well, I'm going to jump ahead a bit then. What are some of the plans?
So the plans first and foremost are to step on the gas. We're going to, as a public company, a software business like this, software as a service, you typically are investing capital in advance of getting returns. The idea is you build out new capabilities, you spend the money to enter new markets, you spend the money with all the sales and marketing people to bring these customers on board. And then hopefully you have long-term relationships with these businesses that you're serving with your software. In our case, thousands, tens of thousands of typically small fitness studios, salons, and spas. We have about 65,000 of them around the world right now. So you're constrained by how much can you invest to grow that, to build a better product, to enter new markets. And so as a public company, we were under severe pressure to be profitable. And while that may seem illogical, like why would a business exist without being profitable? Yes, long term, we're going to be a very profitable business. But in the near term, we saw opportunities to invest more. So what Vista enables us to do is to invest more. And that means more jobs. That means better product. That means more software and services for our customers. So we're enabling our customers to succeed. And it hopefully means, and we certainly believe it'll mean, much greater MindBody 2, 3, 4 years from now.
So your shareholders were overwhelmingly in favor of the deal.
Yes, they were.
Tens of millions in favor, but there were also millions against. What did you hear from some of those not on board?
Well, the only reason to be against the deal is if someone felt we didn't get a good enough price for the deal. It's like, imagine a group of people own a piece of real estate together, and the majority decide to sell that piece of real estate for a price, and the minority are compelled to participate in that sale, and they say, "Now wait a minute, you know, this piece of property was worth more than that." So that's really was their claim. And by the way, every single one of these acquisitions typically has lawsuits. So it really was expected and typically not that big a deal. We have one very large shareholder who was quite noisy about their lawsuits. And it's sort of a backwards compliment, because what they're saying is, hey, you guys are a lot more valuable than $1.9 billion. And frankly, as the founder, I'm flattered. But obviously, the board of directors and I don't agree. I mean, I'm on the board, and unanimously, we voted for this deal, and overwhelmingly, our shareholders supported it. And it's kind of like a midterm election. It's a matter of like who votes. And actually, we had a lot more people voting than we expected, and far more people voted for than against.
So that $1.9 billion price tag, how will it be dispersed in the company? Can employees expect any raises anytime soon?
So no, this is the ownership changing hands. So that has no direct impact on our employees. In fact, most of our employees will see no change whatsoever. Over the long term, over the course of the next few years, you know, we're going to see certain teams growing faster. Our product development team and technology team is going to grow faster. Our sales and marketing team is going to grow faster. But as far as people's comp and benefits, it's, you know, it's business as usual. And so where does the money go? The money goes to the owners of the company, which, by the way, a large number of those owners are, in fact, employees. And so many of them now have what's called liquidity. They now have cash for their ownership, and they no longer have an ownership position in the business.
What will your new role in the company be?
I'm still the CEO of the company. And actually, one small change. I was the chairman and CEO. I was actually the chairman of the board. Now I'm the CEO. We have a chairman, Robert Smith, who is the founder and chairman of Vista Equity Partners. Really impressive leader. Robert Smith is a guy, I really encourage everyone to take a look at him. There's a great, if you go on YouTube and search for Robert Smith Vista Bloomberg interview, there is an on-camera interview of him that really captures his essence. African-American, raised by two school teachers in Denver, trained as an engineer, got his degree as a chemical engineer, and then went into investment banking and realized in the 90s that the most exciting thing going on in our lifetime is software. The software was going to change the world, and grouped together with a couple of colleagues and formed Vista Equity Partners, ironically, at around exactly the same time that Blake Beltram and I were starting Mindbody. And so I really connect to Robert. He's an exceptional guy, definitely a self-made person. You know, that when you meet the Vista team, these aren't people with the pedigrees, you know, that went to Ivy League schools or Stanford. These are people that a lot of them are immigrants. A lot of them were raised without any money at all. They kind of had to work hard to get to where they were in their lives. The guy who actually led the deal for them is a guy named Monty Soroya, and he's a Cal Poly graduate. So his perspective on San Luis Obispo is, you know, he knows the town, knows who we are, or knows our community, and is excited about keeping Mindbody here.
You will be the only person left from Mindbody on your board, correct?
That's right. The biggest change is the board of directors, and these were all outside directors. You know, public companies, typically the directors are experienced executives or retired executives from different walks of life. And we had a magnificent board of directors, and that's probably the only thing about this transaction that I'm sad about, is that I won't be continuing the professional relationship with this amazing seven outside directors. I mean, you know, we're actually all going to meet for dinner together in San Francisco next week as a farewell. And it's a sad moment for me, because they have poured their heart and soul into helping this business get to the next level, and including one of our earliest investors, Eric Liao, from IVP, which is a Sand Hill Road venture capital firm that believed in us before, you know, most anybody else did.
How are you feeling about jumping in with a whole new team, with a whole new board?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited. So one of those board directors was here yesterday, and his name is Nicholas Stahl, and just great. It's the first time our executives were able to connect to the Vista team members, and Nicholas, a senior member of Vista, and it's It's amazing. This is a very smart, switched on. They've done their homework. They ask really good questions. It's a dialogue. It's not a matter of them coming in and telling us unilaterally what we have to do. Vista's success has come about through accumulating over the course of nearly 20 years a set of best practices on how to help software companies succeed. And the basic insight is that most of us who built successful software companies had either a specialty in knowing how to code software, or we had an insight into a product market fit. And I'm in that second category, where I understood the marketplace and had some insights into it, along with my co-founders. But nobody taught us how to run a big company. And that's one of the oddest parts of my life today, is I'm a garage startup guy, and I have 2,000 employees. It's pretty lonely, your board of directors can advise you. You can hire consultants to help you. You can go out and hire talented people with experiences from other large companies. But at the end of the day, most of the decisions the CEO has to make on their own. And you try to make the best decisions you can, and it's quite challenging. And, my batting average hasn't been 1,000. I mean, I've made some good decisions. I've made some not so good decisions. And the idea of Avista Equity Partners is they're going to help us improve our batting average.
For anyone just tuning in, I'm speaking with Rick Stolmeyer of Mindbody, talking about its recent close to $2 billion acquisition with Avista Equity Partners in San Francisco. For those that don't know, Mindbody is a big player here on the Central Coast. How many employees do you have, Rick?
So worldwide, we're just cresting 2,000 employees worldwide. In San Luis Obispo, we have about 950. We have another 100 approximately in Santa Maria.
And just remind everybody what it is that Mindbody does.
Oh, we're a software platform for the fitness, beauty, and wellness industry. So our customers are the small local businesses that we all go to, the salons, spas, fitness studios, health clubs. It sounds rather niche and small. It's actually a pretty giant market. There's over 300,000 of these businesses just in the 8 English-speaking countries that we focus on: U.S., Canada, U.K., Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, and Hong Kong. And today we have roughly 65,000 of those. So we have an enormous market to go after. And when we've gotten the majority of that market, there's a whole other global market to go after. And actually, we have customers in over 90 countries.
And what does this deal mean moving forward?
What this deal means is that we're going to be able to invest more in the development of our product. I realized early on, even in the garage, the product was never going to be done. Once you've delivered a software product to someone who's using it to accomplish things, think about the software you use in your daily life, the first reaction you have is, wow, it's amazing. The software does what I need. Oh my gosh, there's like 12 other things I wish it did, or I wish it did better. And so we literally have a fire hose of requests from our customers to do more things with the software to help them run their businesses more effectively. That's what we do. We help these small business owners in the fitness and beauty and wellness space just run more effectively. For the vast majority of them, we frankly help them get control of their businesses, to simplify their operations, to control their costs, and to bring in new customers. And most of our customers desperately need that. And my wife runs a spa, East Wellbeing and Tea, on Monterey Street. And she's a customer of Mindbody. Be awkward if she weren't. And every day she faces the challenges of how does she get enough new clients in the door to keep her massage therapist busy. My nephew Derek runs Rev Slow Fitness Studio over off of Broad Street. And same thing, I've watched him for 9 years doing that hard work. And that's been really instructive for me, because I'm basically a customer of Mindbody twice over, because I'm partners in both of those businesses, of course. And there's so much more we can do for them. So number one, we're going to be able to serve our customers better. Number two, go get more customers, grow the business more.
Well, cool stuff. This is exciting for the company. So the big question on everyone's minds,
yeah,
is Mindbody going to stay in San Luis Obispo?
Absolutely. 100% positive. You can bet on it. We're not leaving San Luis Obispo. Our new owners, Avista Equity Partners, love San Luis Obispo. They're very impressed with the community. They understand that we have a community that is both a great place to live and an amazing talent pool. The proximity to Cal Poly, the relationship we have with Cal Poly, is a huge advantage. And I'd like to say to those locally, yeah, it doesn't feel like it, but actually relative to other really nice places to live where there's decent jobs, it's actually not that expensive.
And I got to ask, do you anticipate any layoffs?
No layoffs. No. I mean, I think that first and foremost, we're a performance-driven organization, so nobody that comes to work at Mindbody is guaranteed their job. You know, we try to set people up for success and put them in the right roles, and we want to retain people as long as possible. And many of our team members have been with the company for more than a decade. In fact, of the six people that were in my garage, when we moved out of the garage in 2003, three of them are still with the company. And I think that's pretty amazing. So no, absolutely not laying off. Quite the opposite. We'll be recruiting even more. The bulk of the growth will be probably in our satellite offices. We have over 14 14 offices around the world, and we expect a lot of growth in places like Scottsdale, Atlanta. We have a small office in Sacramento in San Francisco that's going to grow a bit. We have an office in San Diego. We have offices in the UK and Sydney, Australia. So if you're interested in Mindbody, as a local, just check our job site. There's always jobs posted up there. You know, naturally, when you have 900 and plus employees in a one town, there's people that are moving and life changing. And so there's typically roles opening up, new roles, you know, every month.
Well, Rick, tell me what this acquisition can mean for the Central Coast and its burgeoning tech industry.
I think it's a really positive sign for the Central Coast, because just to have a business that was locally grown and nurtured in this community, a business that was built largely by Central Coast residents, a lot of Cal Poly grads, a lot of Gauchos, UC Santa Barbara grads, to have that business be able to go public, and we went public for about $550 million value, and then 4 years later be bought for $1.9 billion, I think it speaks to the talent and capabilities of our community, and you see it happening. You see a burgeoning startup community building in San Luis Obispo. You see companies like Amazon deciding to build their staff. I mean, how many people are aware that Amazon is an employer in San Luis Obispo, an employer of well-compensated, very talented engineers? And think about what that contributes to our community for all the restaurants and coffee shops and bars and the schools. All of this provides a tax base for the Central Coast where we can have this beautiful lifestyle and have a good economy, a strong economy. So I'm really, to use Wall Street speak, I don't have to do that much anymore, I'm really bullish about the future of San Luis Obispo.
And what does this mean for the future of health and wellness tech?
I think that health and wellness is one of the largest and most important opportunities of our age. It's the reason that I've devoted almost 20 years of my life to this. It's the reason I'm not done yet. This got under my skin a long time ago, and Blake Belcher and I basically stumbled into our life's work. We think that technology in this space, and maybe I can come back on a later time and talk about where technology is going, is going to help people lead healthier, happier lives. I think the cost of doing that will come down for people. Right now, mainly affluent people are taking really good care of themselves. They're going to these spin classes and they're availing themselves of spa and wellness services. We've got to get that into the middle-income folks and lower-income folks as well. It's one of Mindbody's big causes, and it's why we've partnered with Michelle Obama and the Partnership for Healthy America to bring that to a broader audience.
Is there anything you want to add now that you can speak about this acquisition?
Just that I just want to invite people to understand that when you hear news like this, the most important thing to do is wait till you hear the real information. I think a lot of rumors went around. A lot of people went to a fearful place. Perhaps some local media said some things that, frankly, were just unkind. In particular, suggesting that this was about some kind of payout for Mindbody executives. That is not what this was about. Yes, I just sold a large part of my ownership in the company that I built across 20 years. That's not a payout to me. That's the thing that I risked my entire net worth and my career to build. And I'm incredibly fortunate, and I feel very lucky. But I would like to ask people to put that into perspective.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for stopping by today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
Rick Stolmeyer, CEO for Mindbody, San Luis Obispo's largest tech and wellness company, recently purchased for $1.9 billion by San Francisco company Vista Equity Partners. If you want to hear more about Rick and his company, his love of the Central Coast, the future of health and wellness tech, check out his interview from last year on the KCBX website. You're tuned to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio.